Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pledge in presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter.
If money can buy it, saving will get it. So bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to bank Commonwealth. Save Commonwealth Bank Commonwealth now.
I once told you about the time Dexter tried to write a romantic novel and all the strife it caused. But I must tell you about something that happened much more recently when our hero made up his mind to write a mystery detective novel. It all started one morning at breakfast.
Ashley, please pass the toast.
Right, catch.
Oh, Ashley, don't do that again. Did you tell your father breakfast is ready?
Oh, I told him twice, but he hardly answered me. He's in his study writing something.
Oh.
Well, whatever he's writing must be a matter of life and death if Dad didn't hear the word breakfast.
For children, between you and me, I believe it is a matter of life and death. I think your father's writing a murder story.
What? Mm. A murder story? Whose murder? Anyone we know?
Well, your father's trying to prove that he can write a better mystery novel than James Carlyle.
Oh, Mummy. Suffering Slither and Nelly.
What in the world gave Daddy the idea he can write?
Well, he does have a fountain pen.
Gee, mystery novel. I thought only geniuses wrote stuff like that.
Could it be possible Daddy's a genius?
Please pass over the milk.
And please pass over that last question. Well, gee, Mum, what gave Dad the writing bug?
Oh, it was a book he finished reading last night, The Case of the Cast Iron Coffin.
Oh, I wondered where that book got to. I'm halfway through it myself.
Hiya, Janie. Well, just wait till you see my book when it's finished.
How much have you written already?
Well, I haven't started the actual story yet. At the moment, I'm still doing the plotting. An author doesn't commence the first chapter till he first sets down his plot.
Well, would you please set down yours and have your breakfast?
Now, let's see what I've written. As the wind howled dismally outside, Mark took the note from his pocket and read it again. Tonight you die, Mallory. On the stroke of 10, I'm taking your life as you took Mary Trent's life when you were Crown Prosecutor. She was innocent, and tonight the guilty one dies. Mark put the crumpled note back in his pocket as the clock began the first stroke of 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Mark was sorry now he hadn't phoned the police. 7, 8, 9.
Ah, oh.
Jesse!
Oh,
good gracious, Dexter. I didn't mean to startle you like that. I thought Jesse'd be here in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, Jesse's upstairs. I'm only here because it's the warmest room in the house.
I see. And how's your book coming along?
Oh, just fine. I've started on the third chapter where Mark Mallory's about to die.
Good. Jesse let me read the first chapter this morning, and I thought it was all right.
All right. Thanks for being so enthusiastic.
Tell me one thing. Does Mallory get bumped off exactly 12 months to the minute from the time of Mary Trent's conviction?
Yeah, that's right. How did you know?
Oh, it's the usual thing.
The usual thing? Katie, you're not inferring I'm writing an idea that's been done before.
Dexter, it's been done 1,000 times before. But you can always give it a new twist. Now, how does Mallory get bumped off?
Oh, he gets killed in a fantastic, diabolical way. A way that no one's ever thought of before. I suppose you think he gets hit by an ordinary bullet through the window.
Oh, no. I'd think more likely a poisoned dart from a hole in the wall.
Yeah, but you've been looking at my notes.
No, I haven't. I just read a lot of books.
It might interest you to know that the poisoned dart doesn't come from a hole in the wall at all.
It doesn't?
No, it comes from a hole in the ceiling.
In the ceiling?
Yeah.
Oh, well, now that is a brand new twist. I remember lots of books with a hole in the wall, and a couple with holes in the floor, and one with a hole in the wardrobe. But, Dexter, you're absolutely unique with a hole in the ceiling. Well, excuse me now. I'll duck up and see Jessie.
I'd like to put a hole in her head. Another one.
Well, Dexter was certainly on the right track preparing his material before he set out to write his book. And from my experience, I'd say that the people who prepare well and look ahead are those who get ahead. And invariably you'll find that the people who get ahead are also people who save. Look around you and you'll see people everywhere who owe their happiness and position in life to the way they've saved in the Commonwealth Savings Bank. The people who own their own homes are people who save for them. The people who enjoy the best holidays are those who make weekly visits to the Commonwealth Savings Bank. And the people whose children enjoy a good education and a good start in life are those who regulate their spending and save steadily. So if you want the good things of life for yourself and your family, start saving now in the Commonwealth Savings Bank. And from now on, week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
Possible Daddy might write a book which would be published?
Published? No, dear.
Oh, gee, Mum, you never know. Maybe at some time or other, Dad saved a publisher from drowning.
You know, some people do find their calling very late in life.
Well, somehow I don't think Edgar Wallace is calling your father.
Neither do I. A while ago, I was permitted to read the third chapter.
Ashley, why didn't you bring it out here so we could all
Now, wait on, Janie. Let's hear what Ashley thinks.
What Ashley thinks, Mother dear, is that the whole book... I can't say the word, but it rhymes with thinks.
Oh, well, that'll be enough. You know, it's possible we could be all wrong about it.
Yes, we can't go by Death Adder's judgment. Daddy's book might be completely over his head.
Listen, Compost, if it's completely over my head, you wouldn't reach it with an extension ladder. Yeah, I'll get it.
Ashley. Morning, Jesse. Janie.
Morning, Jonathan. Isn't it a glorious Saturday morning?
Yes, it's the sort of day when I envy Kimberly and Clara sailing the seven seas. Tell me, is Dexter home?
He's not only home, Mr. Wilmot. He's Holmes, Sherlock.
Sherlock Holmes? What's he detecting?
Oh, didn't Katie tell you? He's writing a detective story.
A mystery novel.
You know, one of those soft cover books.
Yes, the man must have a soft cover on his skull. Dexter, writing a detective novel.
He says it's a detective novel to end all detective novels.
That I would believe. Where is the great author? In his study?
Yes, but speak very quietly when you go in, Mr. Wilmot. Dad gets terribly absorbed in his own situation.
Oh, speak quietly, eh? I'll rattle him out of his situation. Hi there!
Oh, I thought I'd been stabbed in the back. Wait, you gave me a scare.
Yeah, it's just as well you're not writing Dracula's daughter. You'd have died of heart failure.
Yeah, so they told you I'm writing a book. It's a mystery called The Case of the Disappearing.
The Case of the Disappearing what?
Well, nothing, just The Case of the Disappearing.
But there must be a disappearing something.
Well, of course there is, but I just don't tell the readers. I keep it a mystery. I can keep my book a mystery if I like, can't I?
As far as I'm concerned, you can just keep your book.
You won't say that, J.G., after you've read some of it.
Huh?
Here, just read this page. Look at that. You like it, huh?
Like it? Dexter, what are you writing for, the schoolboy's own annual?
Just what do you mean by that? It's an adult mystery novel, and it's better than anything I've read lately.
Yes, what have you been reading lately? Chuckler's Corner. Look, Dexter, don't you realize that no good detective novel has ever been written unless the author has had some experience with crime?
Yeah, well, what do you want me to do, rob a bank?
No, not at all. You should try to do some research in criminology if you want to write about it. Tell me, have you had any association with crime?
Well, once when I was nine, I poked my tongue out at a policeman.
You didn't.
Yeah, I did. But I can't see myself writing a bestseller called The Case of the Naughty Tongue.
Dexter, when I said you need crime experience, I didn't mean you have to be an ex-convict. The best experience a crime author can get is to try detecting a crime.
Oh, yeah. Well, seeing I haven't got one to detect, I'll have to write this story in my own way. Now, if you'll excuse me for a few minutes, I'll finish this chapter and then join you in the living room.
Okay, I can take a hint. I know when I'm not wanted. I'll go and talk to the sane side of the family.
Well, how's Dad going in there, Mr. Wilmot?
Going? I think he's gone. Look, Ashley, come over here.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I've got an idea. How would you like to give your father a chance to do some real detecting?
Oh, I don't get it. But how do you mean?
Well, I told Dexter he needs some first-hand detective experience, and he said he's got nothing to detect.
Uh-huh.
So, what's wrong with you and your Uncle Jonathan committing a ghastly crime in this house tonight and giving the super sleuth an opportunity to solve the mystery?
You mean we could maybe... Oh, come on, Mom. Before Dad comes out, say yes, you'll let Mr. Wilmot do it.
Jessie, don't you dare agree to it. I think Jonathan's off his rocker.
Katie, why don't you keep your snoopy nose out of this? I'm not trying to harm Dexter. I'm trying to help him.
Mummy, I can't see any harm in it. It might be fun.
But, Jonathan, what crime do you intend committing?
He's not committing any crime, and that's that.
Oh, dry up. Look, Jessie, I have no intention of slitting Dexter's throat from ear to ear.
From where to where?
From ear to ear. All I was thinking of was a simple little burglary. I could sneak in through Ashley's bedroom window tonight and steal something valuable.
You'd have a job finding anything valuable.
Jonathan, will you kindly drop the whole
subject? I'll drop you in a minute.
Oh, my dear, sweet, uncouth husband.
Now, actually, Jonathan, I don't suppose there would be any harm in a simple little burglary. But what could you pretend to steal?
Well, lay off my tadpole collection.
Or how about Daddy's new fishing rod? If that was stolen, he'd certainly want to do some detecting.
Oh, sure. Why, Dad'd have a fit if that was stolen.
You're all forgetting one important thing. Dexter will surely phone the police.
Oh, no, he won't. Not after we tell him this is his chance to do some real detecting. We'll play on his ego. Every man has ego.
Yes, but some have more E than go.
Beginning to think this little plot might be entertaining.
Mr. Wilmot, what time tonight will you be making your little visit through my window? If I don't know the exact time, I might get scared out of my wits.
No, you've only got half of them to be scared at all.
Yes, well, supposing we make it 11 o'clock, right on the dot. I'll sneak in quietly and make as little noise as possible.
Don't worry about waking Dexter. If Dexter hears any strange noise, he always pretends to be asleep, even if he isn't.
Ashley, I'll use the ladder, and you make sure you leave your window unlatched.
Okay.
I hope the ladder's got one broken rung, and it's close to the top.
Shh, here comes Daddy.
Oh, hi, everybody. Oh. I was sorry to be rude, J.G., but I didn't have to. I just had to finish my fifth chapter.
And how's the masterpiece coming along, Dexter?
Really superbly, Katie. And by the way, in case you're interested, I've rewritten a chapter. I changed that idea of the poison dart from the hole in the ceiling.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. That routine was a trifle hackneyed. And what's the murder weapon now?
I'm not telling anybody. You'll all be able to read the book for yourselves later on. But I might say that I've established that... Well, I think I can tell you this. I've established that Mark Mallory plays the piano at 10 o'clock every night when he's home.
Dexter, don't tell me someone's coated the piano keyboard with a special poison which penetrates the skin, causing certain death.
You got X-ray eyes or something?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Miss Barton, don't start worrying that pretty little head of yours. I've wangled a 24-hour stay of execution, and in that time I'm going to prove you innocent. They don't call me Bulldog Dutton for nothing. I'll have the guilty party behind bars before morning. Now listen, Mike, and listen good. Where were you between 11:30 and midnight on the night of March 21st? Okay, so you won't talk, huh? You know what that means, don't you? It means I'm gonna have to ask Mabel. Okay, Mabel, okay. I'm wise to you, doll. You're saying you was with Mike just to give him an alibi, but let me tell you, he ain't worth it, kid. Maybe you don't know it, but that guy's been seeing a lot of Molly Guggenheimer. Well, Mike, you might as well know. I got a lab report on the hunk of clay from your right shoe, and it matches the clay outside the Mulligan's window. Miss Barton, I guess you can go home now, where you'll find the seats much more comfortable than the electric chair, baby. I'll be seeing you, kid, but right now I gotta get back to 66 Sunshine Strip.
Is that you, Mr. Wilmot?
Yes, open the window. I'm doing a freeze out here.
All right.
Now, give me a hand inside. I'm not as young as I used to be, you know.
Come on, Mr. Wilmot. What's the top half of you in anyway?
Yes, but it's a lot narrower than the other half. No. Ease me in gently, son.
Carefully. Oh. I'm sorry you seem to come through in a lump.
I'll have a butte bump on my face. Hey, there is an awful lump on my face. Oh, it's all right. It's my nose. Well, now tell me, where do I find your old man's fishing rod?
Dad always keeps it in the downstairs hall cupboard, but I brought it here to make it easy for you. That's it over there.
Oh, good show. Now, I think perhaps I should leave a few clues around to show that I came through this room. Dexter will be keener to start detecting, you see, if he finds clues.
Hey, what about dropping a handkerchief on the floor?
Good idea. And I leave some kind of a mysterious note.
Hey, that's a mighty idea. Say, why don't you sign it the Scorpion, like that real burglar does?
You mean the one who's been committing all those unsolved robberies in the district?
Mm-hmm, the Scorpion. If Dad starts trying to catch the real genuine Scorpion, he'll get some wonderful ideas for his book.
Ashley, you're a young genius. This is going to be even more fun than we thought. Yes, I'll scribble a note and I'll leave it on your dressing table. I'll just say, the Scorpion strikes again.
Although J.G. doesn't know it yet, that slip of paper he leaves on Ashley's dressing table is going to have quite an effect on J.G. And that reminds me that a slip of paper you receive in the near future could have a lasting effect on you. And the slip of paper I'm referring to is your taxation refund check. If you open a Commonwealth Savings Bank account with that check or pay it into an existing account and add to it week by week, you will be really doing yourself a good turn. Your check, together with your other savings in the Commonwealth Savings Bank, can, at some future date, provide you with something you've always wanted. If you don't know how to endorse your taxation refund check, take it into any Commonwealth Savings Bank office. The friendly staff there will be only too happy to show you what to do. It takes only a minute or so to open an account, and even less time than that to make a deposit. So I do urge you, open a Commonwealth Savings Bank account this payday, and from then on, week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
Here's your father coming down to breakfast now. Now get ready to go into the big act.
Good morning.
Good morning, Daddy. Dad,
Dad, did you play a funny joke on me last night? My mum and Janie say they don't know anything about it.
About what?
Well, this note I found on my dressing table. Why, you must have written it as a gag, huh?
What's that? The Scorpion Strikes Again? Well, that's not my handwriting. You can see for yourself.
Hey, Mom, you don't think it could be for real?
Well, I don't know.
Well, why couldn't it be for real?
What?
Ashley said he half closed his window before he went to bed, and this morning it was wide open.
Oh, wait a minute. What's all this about? Who wrote the note?
Well, Dad, if you didn't, none of us did. It must be from the real Scorpion, the one who's been robbing everyone in Asheville.
Are you trying to say we had a burglar in here last night?
Well, it seems that way, but Ashley said, well, that nothing's missing from his room, and I've checked everything of value here downstairs.
Oh, but Jesse, it's some kind of a joke. Why would the Scorpion choose a house like this to rob?
Mummy, are you sure you checked everything downstairs?
Well, certainly. I checked the kitchen, the living room, the study, the hall cupboard. No, I didn't check the hall cupboard.
Well, there's nothing in the hall cupboard except a lot of junk and my new fish. My new fishing. Well, there's no harm in checking. It won't hurt.
Oh, boy, let the fun commence.
I bet Dad rewrites his whole novel after this and calls it The Case of the Curious Scorpion.
It's gone. Jesse, it's gone. It's gone. The thieving robber, my beautiful new fishing rod. We've been burgled.
Dad, it's the Scorpion. The Scorpion strikes again.
I'll strike him if I catch him. I tell you, when he struck at this house, he made the biggest mistake of his life.
Daddy, you don't mean you're going to do the detective work in this case yourself?
Me do the... Well, of course I don't mean that. This is a job for the police.
Well, it certainly is, Dad. Janie's just romancing. She thinks because you're writing a detective novel, you ought to be able to detect.
Oh, that's silly.
Dad's no detective. Yeah, phone the police right away, Dad.
Yeah, well, Now, wait a minute. This could be just fate. If I could find some clues and bring the Scorpion to justice, I'd be able to write a book which might sell millions of copies. It's a challenge to me, that's what this is. I can see my book on the stands now. There on the front, Dexter Dutton. And right underneath Dexter Dutton, The Scorpion's Tale. Well, son, we found a handkerchief inside. Let's see what clues we can find out here in the garden.
The ladder against the wall. That's a good clue for a start.
Yeah. And wait a minute. My powers of deduction are operating in full force. Does that ladder tell you anything special?
No, I guess I'm not much of a detective. What does it tell you, Dad?
Well, it tells me that the Scorpion is not an energetic man. He used the ladder instead of the drainpipe.
Well, that's terrific, Dad. That means we can eliminate all men who enjoy climbing up drainpipes.
Yeah, exactly. And look, footprints in the garden bed. We can find out approximately what size shoes the Scorpion wore.
Yeah.
Elementary, my dear Ashley. I know that my own shoe is size 7, so I take it off. And compare it to the footprint.
Oh, good on you, Dad. Okay, how does it compare?
Perfectly. I'm afraid these are my footprints.
Children, where's your father? Is he still clue hunting?
Well, he went for a walk about an hour ago. Said he wanted to be alone to do some careful thinking.
Well, I thought Daddy would wake up to Mr. Wilmot's gag ages ago.
Well, I think when he comes home, we should tell him the truth.
Jessie, dear, may I come in?
Oh, come in, Katie. We're just talking about this little burglar joke. I believe we should put Dexter out of his misery.
Of course you should. And Jonathan should be ashamed of what he did last night.
I'll go and ask Mr. Wilmot as he might if we tell Dad.
Well, he's not at home right now. He went out to register the dog about half an hour ago. Oh, but here comes Dexter.
Oh, Jesse, where are you? Jesse, the most terrible thing happened. What? From now on, I won't trust my own mother. I just can't believe it.
Can't believe what?
Katie, you're here.
What happened? Tell us.
Well, I went for a walk to think things over, and finally I decided the only thing to do was go to the police station.
Oh, no, Dexter.
I showed them the note signed by the Scorpion.
You did?
Yeah, Sergeant Riley recognized the handwriting and then got an expert to prove beyond doubt whose it is.
Oh. And whose is it?
Wilmot. He registered the dog at the station and he's been arrested for 14 burglaries.
pardon me for rushing on like this, but Ash and I have been down to rescue J.G. from the clutches of the law. Thank goodness we managed to explain everything to the sergeant. You know, when J.G. wrote that note, he never dreamt what effect it would have on him personally. And after all, it is how things affect us personally that is really important. Take the Commonwealth Savings Bank, for instance. How does the fact that the Commonwealth Savings Bank is Australia's biggest bank affect you personally? Well, it affects you in two ways. In the spread of the service the Commonwealth Savings Bank offers you, and in the quality of that service. As far as the spread of service is concerned, there are over 7,000 offices where you can use your account. And in addition, the Commonwealth Savings Bank has various types of services designed to meet your every need. As far as quality of service is concerned, Commonwealth Savings Bank service is as safe, speedy, and efficient as that of any bank anywhere in the world. From this you can see, it does make a difference where you save. That's why 5.25 million people week by week bank Commonwealth.
If Ronnie can buy it, saving will get it, so bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start
right today to bank Commonwealth, save Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth now.
Life with Dex is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy Life with Dex at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account.